We're going to learn the second perek in the Maseches Bava Kama, and we're studying it Leilu Nishmas, our precious dear son Levi Yitzchok, Rabbi Levi, as he was very affectionately known, who passed away all of a sudden in the prime of his life. He was a dedicated shliach, a servant of Hashem, and had tremendous success in bringing people closer to Yiddishkeit, to Torah and mitzvahs, and we all miss him terribly, and we're learning it. It's still B'toich HaShloshim. It's actually only 10 days, 11 days since we got the bitter news, and we're trying to do everything possible for the benefit of his neshama. So we're starting Perek Beis. Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Horegel Moedis. So in the previous Mishnah, we learned that one of the Avis Melochis is Hashoir, which meant the Regel. So now the Mishnah wants to know, how is it that when the damage of the foot, we consider it to be prone, that it considered that you are, as if you were warned, that you need to know that if the animal is going to go, in what way will it become, do we say that it was prone? So the Mishnah will explain. Ketzadaregel moedes kolomar. It means, what is we asking over here? Be'eza dover horegel moedes. In what matter is the foot considered moedes, that it's prone, that it has been forewarned that this is going to happen? So the Gemara answers, l'shabir b'derech hilur, l'shabir b'derech hilucha. So Mishani says the Bartanura, the Gemara answers, L'shaber v'derech hilucha, that it breaks while on its way, while it's walking. Which means a damage that happens from the foot while the animal is walking, bekachi mu'edis, that's the way it is prone. This is the mu'ed, she'mishaberes kelim derech hilucha, that she will break vessels in the way that it's walking. So that's the answer to the question. Ketza the regel mu'edis, how is the regel prone? And the answer is, l'shabe b'derech hilucha, that it breaks while it's walking. So now, the Mishnah says, ha-behema mu'edis, the behema is a mu'ed lahalich kedarko u'l'shabir. Basically, in previous the Mishnah, we talked about the Ovis is Mishal Chiregel. We talked about the actual damage of the, previous Perek, we talked about the actual damage from the Regel. Here, we're talking about anything that the animal, as it goes along its way, and anything that it breaks along its way, that is considered to be a Mu'ad. So, Habehema Mu'edis, the Behema would be a Mu'ed, Zokter Bartanura, that Reisha Tona Ovis, in the first Perek, in the beginning, over there, he learned the main categories, the categories that are mentioned in the Torah, which would be Regel Mamish, that would mean the foot, a damage that comes from the leg of the animal. Shadorso Biragleho, that it trampled with his feet. But the Seifa, the second Perek, over here we're talking about Tona Tuldis. We're talking about Tuldis. So he said, when he said, Ketzad HaRegel Mu'edis L'shabir V'derech Hilucha, we're talking about the derivatives, Shebehema Mu'edis L'halich Kidarka, that the Behema is forewarned, or it's prone to work normally, U'l'shabir, and to break, Begufa, whether it's with his body, U'besaira, or whether it is here, Ubishlif she'olah, or whether it's on the load that it's carrying, bigger load, smaller load, getting entangled. Derech hilucha, as long as it's the way that it's walking, these are all considered the tuldas, the derivatives of regel. That's why it says, habehemu me'edes, says the Mishnah, the behemu would be prone to damages, lahalich kedarko l'shaber, to walk normally, in the normal way, and then to break. But if it uses its legs to do damage in a non-usual way, Hoy so mevaetes, if it was kicking. So mevaetes, says the Bartenure, shinu huze. So that's a change, that's not the normal way. That would not be a tulda of regel, that wouldn't be going, betulda de keren. That would be a derivative of keren, that when the ox gores, in this case, the ox kicks. That's also not on the road, that's an unusual way. And therefore, if it kicks, then hilkol chatzi nezek v'suloi. That's why it only pays a half a nezek. Just like by keren, the first three times, you only pay a half of a nezek. So same thing here, you would only pay a half a nezek because it's unusual for the animal to do the damage by kicking. And there's another case now, which is the din of tzroides. Oy shehoyu tzroides minatzi mitachas ragleho. What would be a case, this is walking normally, but tzroides, these are pebbles that are being shooting out from under her feet. The animal is walking in the street. The street is layered with pebbles, and the pebbles shoot off. And as the Bartnuri explains, this is not a change, this is a normal way. And still, the Mishnah will say that if the breaks vessels by the pebbles hitting vessels, you pay only a chatzi nezek. Or if there were pebbles that were being shoot off from the feet of the animal, that's not a change. It's not like when it kicks, which is not the normal way for the animal. It's walking regularly on its way, and it shoots the pebble out from its feet. This is the natural way. But yet there's a special din, afal pikein chatzinezek v'suloi. Still, in this case, you only pay a half a damage and not more. That is a halacha by itself. The halacha so gemira lo. This is a halacha that we have by tradition, that this kind of nezek only pays half a damages. Now, the Bartanur explains, u'bershus hanizek kohamar. When do we pay even half a nezek? We're talking about when the animal went into the property of the animal where he damaged, or the kalim, where he damaged. He went in there without permission, and it shot the pebbles, so he'll pay half a damages. But if the birshus harabim, if it goes in the birshus harabim, then you're potter b'chlal, not only a half a damages, because regel is potter b'shus rabim. The tzroides tuldo de regel ninhu. Tzroides are still a derivative of regel. Just like by regel you potter b'shus rabim, le potter b'shus rabim, to exempt in the b'shus rabim. So just like if the animal hurts by regel, it would be potter. This is also regel because it is tzroides. The payment, we have a special halacha that you're only going to pay a half a nezek. But still, it remains a tuldo de regel. And you're only chayiv in the rishus of the nizek, where the person that was damaged, the animal, the kalim that were damaged, you had no right to be there. But if it's the rishus harabim, where you have a right to walk, then you're going to be exempt totally, because damages of regel are exempt in the rishus harabim, where you have a right to go. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Oh, yeshaho yutzroiris minatzi mitachas raglo. Or if there were pebbles thrown from under the feet of the animal, v'shibra sakelim, and it broke the vessels, meshalim chatzinezek, you'll pay a chatzinezek, because this is halacha l'moshe misina. Biter, another damage that takes place by the regal, dorso al hakli. So she steps on the vessel. That's a normal damage. While it's walking, it stepped on the vessel, v'shuvaratu, and it broke the vessel. So that's one damage. It stepped on the vessel. But that vessel shot off a piece of the vessel, a particle from the vessel, v'nofel akliach rushvore, and it falls on another vessel, and it breaks it. So now it's a tzroides part. Because first it was damaged directly from the leg of the animal, regular, was walking derech ilucha, again, in the Rishus HaNizek, and then it shot off also and it broke another vessel. So then, on the first one, you will pay half a whole nezik, because that's regular. And on the second one, that it bounced off from the first one, that's straight as you pay half a nezik. Zog the Bartanura. Oy show you tsroides minat zi, no. Dorsala kliv shavratu. Vinofala kliachar. If he stepped on a vessel and it broke it, and then it falls on another vessel and it breaks the other vessel. Vinofala kliachar. Zok the Rashba, zok the Bartanura. Rishay niske regal hain. The first one are damages of the regal. Umishalemes nezik shalom. That's why you pay a full nezik. And the second one, the latter one, the second keli, they were broken through the pebbles, and therefore you're only gonna pay hilchos chatzi nezek. That's why you're only gonna pay half of the damages. So that's why we say dros ala keli shavartu v'noflak le'acharu shvori. If he stepped on a vessel and he broke it, and then it falls on another vessel and he breaks it. Is then the din is al harishen on the first vessel mishalim nezik shalom, because that's the regular damages. But la'achre mishalim chatzin nezik, you pay half of the damages. Now we have hatar negoilim. So these are the chickens. Muadim lahalich kedarkom ulishaber. They're prone to walk normally, and they're breaking while they're walking. What happens, so if they break something while they're walking, then directly, then they will have to pay a full mezek. But ho yo delil kosher beraglov. But if there was a something tied to the foot of the chicken. So if the delil was tied to his foot, and the Bartanura says that kol dover haniksher beregla tar negoilis. Anything that is tied to the foot of the chicken, kori delil, is called a delil. So delil means something tied to the foot of the chicken. Or v'iz de garisi delil. There's some others have the version a delil. That would be like a little bucket. And what happens is later on, that delil or that little bucket, whatever it is, shoots off. It was seen in a minute. Oy shahoyo mahadis. The same thing is the chicken is jumping around. Mahadis zaktrashi merakid is jumping. Of is the mefarshi. Others said choyfe beraglov ba'oretz kiderach hatar negoilim. He was digging with the feet in the ground like the chickens do. That means mahadis. Either way, the bottom line is the way the damage over here was done was that it shots off umeshaber es hakelim, and it broke the kelim. So in that case, Mishalim Chatzin Nezik, you pay half a Nezik. And the Bartanur explains why you half a Nezik, why only half of the damages. The Dlil Hainu Tzredis, because the damage was done by the thing that was tied. That's like a pebble shooting off. So the tied piece to the chicken's foot is the Tzredis. The Be'oise Dlil Adainuhu Litzredis Al Hakili, Al Hakelim. Because it is with that delil that he shot the pebbles onto the kelim. So this is the same as shooting pebbles. It's not breaking it directly, but it's tsroidus. V'hidus nami, the same thing when it jumped or he dug, kegoy shehitis, that it's talking about that he pushed, that he threw the pebbles. The bottom line is those pebbles break the kelim. Basically, we're saying is that it didn't do directly from the chicken, but it's something tied to it. That's why it's called. Okay, we'll do Mishnah base. So the Mishnah says, Ketzad Hashen Mu'edes Lecha. How is the shein mu'edes lechel? So amongst the damages that the ox does, there are some things that is to be expected. So if you put down food in front of the animal and the animal eats it, so then that's expected, because that's what animals do, and you can't have later on any argument that why did you eat up my food? You put it in the face of the animal. That's called shame. But that would only be if it's eating something which is good for it. But let's say the animal was eating a pillow. Animals don't eat pillows. That would not be considered a shame. That would be considered unusual. That would be the damage of keren. Keren means when the animal gores, not to be expected. There's a difference in payment. If you expect the animal to do that, so then you should be careful. Don't put food down there, because she will be eating it. Now, if the animal goes into somebody else's yard, the animal has no right to go there. So if it goes into somebody else's yard and it eats up fruit over there, then he would have to pay, because why is your animal doing in my property? But if you're walking in the public domain and the animal eats up the food that was laying there, not a complaint to them. Don't bring your food there, because the animal is going to eat it. Let's look inside of the Mishnah. Keitzad hashein mu'edes lechel. So how, in what case is the tooth, when we say shein v'regel, when is it expected that it would eat? Keitzad hashein mu'edes, Dr. Rashi, the Bartanura. Be'ezet dovor hi mu'edes. What item do we consider the animal to be warned, that, you know, expect? Umishani, so the answer is lechel esaroylo. So the Mishnah says esaroylo. Animal is expected to eat roylo. So if the animal ate something which is usual for it, then you will have to pay, because you should know that your animal is going to eat the fruit. So if the animal goes into your backyard and it eats up the fruit over there, you should watch the animal. Don't let it go into somebody's backyard, because you know that it's going to eat up over there. So what is it? So he says like this, Habehema mo'edes lechel pedes v'yirokis. The behema is expected, it's a mu'ed, it's like a warned, to eat fruits and vegetables. That's what the animal eats. So if it went into your yard and it ate up vegetables or fruits, you'd have to pay, the owner of the animal has to pay, because that was expected for it to eat. But what happens if ochlok sus oikelim, it ate up a garment, or it ate up kelim? So then, mishalim chatzin ezek, then you would only pay a half a damage. If the animal goes and eats something which is unusual, so then that's not considered shame, that's considered keren. That's mishalim chatzin ezek. Why? The mishunahu, because this is a change. Animals don't eat. So if it walked into your yard and it ate up a garment, or in other words, it ruined your garment, or it ate up the kalim, that's not something which animals do. I didn't have to expect it. It's changed, it's mishunahu, and therefore the payment is a half a nezek. Generally, we say there's two payments. If there is a common, which is called shen v'regel, then you pay the full pay. If it's keren, goring, which is not the expectation, then you pay half a nezek. So if the animal ate up fruits and vegetables, that's what it's supposed to, that's what it does, then you pay a nezek shalom. If it ate a garment, so then you didn't have to expect it. I don't have to pay. The Torah only says you have to pay half a damage. Now, when do you have to pay for damage? Even if it ate up the fruit, when do you have to pay for it if it went into your backyard. But if we both have a right to be in the public domain, if I'm putting down, I'm carrying a basket in the public domain, and the animal has a right to be there, I have a right to be there. In somebody else's yard, you don't have a right to be there. If your animal eats up from somebody else's property, you had no right to be there, so therefore you have to pay for it. The Torah says, "Ubir bizde'achar," that you're going in somebody else's field. But if you eat up something in the public domain where everybody has a right to be, so then you're not going to have to pay, because you don't bring your fruit in the front of my animal, stick it in front of my animal, and then expect me to pay when my animal goes and eats and does what it does. So the Mishnah, Bamed, Vorim, Amurim, when do we say that you have to pay the full Nezek? Rashi, the Bar Tanur says, Ochla Peiris Yerokos Koi, that this is talking about if it eats the fruit or the vegetables, which you say you have to pay the full damage, the Birshusar, Rabim Potter, if it eats it in the public domain, you'll be exempt. Why? The Bo'inon Ubir Bizdei Achar, the Torah says that you're liable when you eat in somebody else's field. You don't have a right to be there. Then you're going to have to pay. But if you Abel Ochlo Ksuz V'Kelim, but if she ate things which are not usual, over here, you're Chayiv Afilu B'Rishus HaRabim Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. Then you'll have to pay even in the Rishus HaRabim. I'm not supposed to suspect that I'm going to put down a garment, the animal is going to eat up a garment. Mele, if the garment, if the animal ate up the fruit, you brought it into the public domain, and the garment and the animal went and ate it, why'd you bring it in the public domain? You should have been careful. Because the avdi inshi, the manchik suz vekelim b'shus rab mefisho, people put a garment, vessels, temporarily, and therefore, if the animal eats this, it's unusual. That's just like the animal going and goring. Goring, you would be chayiv even in the public domain. Again, so if the animal goes and eats fruit in the public domain, then the owner of the animal will be potter, because you should expect, don't bring fruit over there because you know the animal's going to eat it. But if the animal went and ate a garment or ate the kalim, it did unusual things. That's considered a derivative of keren. That's unusual. That's like goring. And for that, you'd be chayiv in the chatzi nezek in the Rishus Rab. So that's what he says. Medvar murim b'rishus ha-nizek, that we say that you have to pay what the damage is if it's in the domain of the person who's damaged. Avo b'rishus ha-rabim potter. But in the public domain, you're potter. If the animal eats fruit in the public domain, that's what animals do, and you don't bring your fruit over there and tempt the animal. If you did, then you're going to have to pay for it. Next. Zog de Mishneh, however, even though we say that you don't have to pay, but still, the animal benefited. So you saved yourself a meal now because of the animal eating. You saved yourself a meal. So while the animal, the owner of the animal is not responsible when the animal goes and eats the fruit, which are just put over there because that's what animals do, and it's the public domain, they had a right to be there, but still, you saved yourself a meal for the animal. So you have to pay. Now you saved yourself the meal. What does an animal eat? It eats barley. Barley is much cheaper than the fruit that it eats. So therefore, v'imnenis mishalemes mashenenis. If she benefited, you paid what she benefited. So what does it mean, what she benefited? So the Bar Tanura explains, not only what she benefited means not the damage. If she ate up fruits and vegetables that cost $200, but you're only going to have to pay $10 because the meal to feed the animal that you saved yourself is only $10, because you would have to spend $10 and not the homa. So therefore, what you have to pay is what you benefit
but not the entire damage. That means Mishalemes Mashenenis. However, the Bartanura explains, not only do you not pay the damage, but only what the meal would cost to feed the animal, but you also have to pay it one third less than what it cost in the. You don't pay full price for the barley either. Says the Bartanur, Mishalem Mashenenis, Lav Tashlumi Mail Yaisa. That means that you don't pay the full payment. If she ate an item which money it's expensive, we look at it as if it would be barley. All what you pay is the money what you cost you to buy barley cheap. Cheap barley, that's what you have to pay for. Because the meal, she could have eaten cheap barley, and that's what you pay for. What is cheap barley? That's one third less of the market value. So whatever the barley you would need to buy, a third less of what it costs in the market, that's what you have to pay. What happens if the animal ate the mochlo dover shadom of pchusim and asoidim? What happens, it ate something which is less value than the barley, so that you don't, she didn't even get full on barley. So barley is considered the normal, but she ate something and she filled up. She doesn't have to eat, but it's not going to cost even the amount of barley. So whatever she ate, you pay that again, cheap, which means one third of the value. You're not going to pay the barley, but you'll pay whatever she ate, a cheap price. What happens if she eats something which is bad for her? That she ate the wheat, since she did not enjoy, then she is exempt. And you didn't enjoy, then you're exempt. So basically, what we're saying is that in the public domain, you don't have to pay because she has a right to be there. But you do pay the value of what you saved yourself, the meal, that much you have to pay. The value of the meal, that's what you saved yourself, you have to pay. But also, not the full value, but you pay one third less of the value. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Ketzad Mishalemes Mashenenis. When would she have to pay what she benefited? As we said before, the reason why she doesn't have to pay, the owner doesn't have to pay for the animal eating, because don't bring your food into the public domain. If you brought the food into the public domain, and so the animal will eat it. It's your fault. I'm not going to pay for it. But the only time we're going to say that, if you bought the food in the middle of the public square, the animals go there, and you put food there. But if you put food in the side where animals don't walk, and you took your animal or your animal went and ate on the side where it's not expected, then you're going to pay for the damages. That's considered like somebody else's field, because you don't have a right, or it's not expected, not a right. It's not expected. Animals don't go there. If I wanted to put a bushel of fruit over there in the corner where the animals don't go, and your animal went over there, then you're going to have to pay, because that's not expected that the animal should go there. So therefore we say, Ochlo mitoy charechova. If the animal ate in the middle of the square, meaning where the animals goes, Mishalem Mashenenis, then she'll pay, that's what she enjoyed. But mitzide harechova, if she eats not in the middle, but on the sides of the square, animals don't go there, Mishalem Mashenizika, then she'll have to pay the full what she did damage, because the animal didn't belong there. Mitzide harechova, Mishalem Mashenizika, we're almost done. If she went and she stood on the side of the road, not in the square, where oxen don't usually go, that's not considered like the public domain, umeshalemes mashi zika, and she will pay what she did damage. Because the only reason why the owner doesn't have to pay when the animal eats up somebody else's in the public domain, because it has a right to go there. Why did you bring your food over there? So it ate it up. But if you put your food on the side of the road and it didn't have a right to go there, then you're going to have to pay for the damage. Same thing is, a person puts down in front of his store, puts down food, the Pesach HaChanus, from the entrance of the Chanus, and the animal goes by there, Mishalemes Mashanenis, then he'll have to pay only what she enjoyed. Don't put your things out there where the animal is going. The animal goes there, it had a right to be there. However, Mitoich HaChanus, if it goes and sticks his head inside of this the Chanus, then is Mishalem Mashiziko, she will pay that what she did damage. Okay, we're going to start with Mishneh Gimel over here in Perek Beis of Nezikin. So we know that if the animal that does damage acts in a normal way, in other words, we expect her to act that way, that means that the owners have to pay. Because you know, if you put down food, the animal is going to eat it. So you can't say later, oh, it ate up my food. If you are in the public domain, you know, now you have to watch your ox not to come into my, your animal not to come into my property. That would be your responsibility. But if an animal goes and does damage in the normal way and it's responsible for it, then the owner has to pay the full damages. Why? Because you should anticipate that's what the animal does. The animal does its natural thing. It eats, that's what it does. But what happens if the animal gores, say for example, so that is not considered to be natural, and therefore, then you would not have to pay the full payment, then you only pay half of the payment. Because you have an argument, the first three times that it does unnaturally, then you would have to pay only half a damage. Why? Because you didn't really know that you have to watch your animal. You didn't have to expect this, that they're going to do that. So here the Mishnah said...
One second. I pause it? Yeah. We speak.
So therefore the Mishnah says, what happens in a situation... There was Hakelev Vahagidi, Shekovtsu Meresh Hagag. You have a dog, or you have a goat. And in the olden days, they had like the rooftops, they weren't so high. And the dog and the goat were hanging around. And then they jump off from the roof, the Shibru Es Hakelim. And they broke the vessels when they jumped down. So in your property, like next to your house, there's another house, and that has a roof over there, and the dog and the goat jumped from that place, and they jumped on your kelim, and they broke them. So then the halacha is... Meshalim Nezik Sholem. They pay a full damage. Why? Because you have to expect the dogs and the goats, they will jump. And if they broke something when they fell, that's expected. Meshalim Nezik Sholem. Mipnei Shehim Odim. Because they are like warned. They expectation. You should expect that Amua that they'll jump. Rashi, the Batnura says, Mipnei Shehim Odim Likpoitz. And Rashi explains, "Ubirshus hanizik omar." We're talking about the damages that they did were vessels that were in the property of the person. There were his damages in his property. That is the tool of the regel. That's the derivative of regel. Regel means the animal when it walks. If anything that it's under its feet is going to trample, you're going to, if you let your animal into somebody else's property and your animal walks and as it's walking it breaks something, you should expect that's what animals do. They walk, they don't look, they don't stop for things. They're going to go right over it. They're going to break it. So you let your ox into somebody else's property, you are going to be responsible because you had to know that when the animal walks, it's going to trample on it. The same thing is, if you let the goat and the dog onto the roof to play over there, you should know that they're going to jump. That's what they do. And that's their nature. That's just like tool to the regal. That's the way they behave. And therefore, you'd have to pay a nezek sholem, a complete nezek. Now, what happens if they jumped into the public domain? Then you'd be potter because the animal has a right to be there and to jump there just like do. You have to watch. Don't put your vessels in the middle of the public domain because if an animal walks there, or in this case, the animal jumps, which it does its normal thing, it's going to break it. So it's your responsibility. Now, here the Mishnah gives another example. So you have a piece of bread that is going on, that is burning on the grill. Okay, so the dog Hakelev Shenot al Harora, he took the piece of bread that was it. He wants to eat it, but the bread from the has some still some coals on it, some fire on it. So v'holach lagodish, he goes to a granary. There is like a storage where you keep, but the bread wasn't totally extinguished yet. And what happened? Harora zektrashi, that's a ugo shenefis agabi kecholim. A harora, that is a ugo, that's a piece of a cake that is baked on coals. So he took that. So what happened? Ochal es acharora, he ate up that piece of cake. He ate it up because it was tasty. The piece of baked what was baking. But vihidlik es agodish, he put on fire the granary. He burned down the whole granary because that piece had a fire in it. So then like this, so we split up the damage over here. Alach haroro mishalim nezek sholem. For the bread that it ate, you have to pay. Now he went into your property, you were grilling, the animal went in there, so he went into your property, so you have to pay a full nezek, because you can't let your animal, you know, an animal is going to eat, that's what it does. So therefore, you're going to pay the full price of that cake, what it ate up. Alach harora mishalim nezek sholem, zog de bartanura de havishem birshus anizak. That's like the tooth in the domain of the one who was damaged. It's his property. He was cooking his cake over there. Your animal came in, had no right to be there, and you had to watch your animal, and your animal went and ate it up, so you're going to have to pay. But v'al ha-godish mishalim chatzi nezek. But the godish, the fire that he caused and that he burned down the person's granary where he keeps or stocks all of his grain, you'll pay a chatzi nezek. Why? So Rashi the Bartnur explains that's a separate halacha. Normally, but because what it turns out, you didn't directly put on fire. You had a piece of bread. The piece of bread had fire on it. And that fire caught in the granary. There's a special concept that if the animal walks and it kicks a stone, there's one way the animal can do is kick with its foot. But what happens that it didn't kick directly with its foot, but it kicked a pebble, it kicked a stone. And then that pebble went and did damage. That's called tsroiris. Tsroiris is pebbles, which means indirectly. That is the havi kemei tsroiris. That, in this case, the piece of bread is what he was damaging. And now it came out from it, the fire to the godish, because the bread had a fire. that is like tsereres, like pebbles. The hilchas gemiri law shemeshalm chetzi nozik. That's a tradition we have that you only pay a chatzi nezik. It's not illogical because technically, why you should be a regular regal. The Gemara says we learn it out. The Torah says you're exempt if you didn't directly, but you did it through tsereres. That's what the Mishnah says. Mishnah dalet. Zog the Mishnah. Ezehu tam ve'ezehu muad. What is a tam? I mean, when are you a tam? Now we said, a tam is the first three times, it seems, right? Is it the first 3 days? Is it the first three times? We'll see a machloikis in the Mishnah. When is he a tam? And when does he become a muad? Ezehu muad.
Right.
Zog the Mishnah like this. Muad. Kol sheheidu boy shloisha yomim. If they testify three times about him, right? So let's say the animal gored once on Sunday, then he gores once on Monday and once on Tuesday. That's 3 days. Then he becomes a muad. But if let's say the animal gored on the Sunday 1, 2, 3 times, then you're not going to say he's not a muad. You're going to say, well, something crazy went into the ox head that he started goring that day. That doesn't make him for a muad. In order to become a muad, meaning that you have to expect that your ox is going to gore, that ox needs to do it in 3 separate days. That establishes the fact that this ox is not a normal ox. It gores, and therefore it becomes a muad. So he says again, Ezehu tam ve'ezehu muad. Muad kol sheheidu boi shloisha yomim. You have to testify by him for 3 days. He does that crazy thing 3 days at a time. Then we know that he's a muad. V'tam, when does he become back a tam? Misheyachzer boi shloisha yomim. He has to go 3 days that he sees oxen and he doesn't gore. So it can't be three oxen in 1 day. You have to be, if he gored Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, so Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, he has to see oxen, not gore them, then we say, no, he's back to normal. That was crazy. That is the way to go back to become a tam. So he says, b'sheyachzer b'shloisha yomim, sheroyeh shvorim ve'enin egeh, he sees oxen, doesn't gore them, choyzer l'tamusa, he goes back to his innocence. And now, if he will gore again, you're only going to pay 50% because you didn't know again, because you thought that he's innocent. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Meir says, Muad sheheidu boy shloisha pa'amim. A muad is you testify 3 times. It doesn't have to be 3 days. It doesn't matter the days. 3 times he did it, he becomes a muad. Even if it's 1 day, if he gores 3 oxen in 1 day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to say it's a craziness happened. We're not going to be making him into a muad. But according to Rabbi Meir, we don't care over how many days. Even if on 1 day, if he gores 3 times, he becomes a muad, and the next time he's going to have to pay a nezek shalom, a full damages for the damage done. And the Rabbi Tanura says, "Ve'ein halacha ki Rabbi Meir." The halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, that you do need 3. To loy have a muad ad sheyidu by shloisha yomim. He doesn't become a muad until you testify for him 3 days. 3 times is not enough. It has to be over 3 days. Now, how does he become? He also argues about how to become a tam. He says, "V'tam, when does he become a tam? Kol sheyir hoy hatenekes mash mishim boy v'ein negeach. If a situation where the children keep on playing with the ox and he doesn't gore them, so they're playing with him, that means that he's no longer a violent ox. So Rashi the Bar Tanura mash mishim boy means moishchin oisay, they pull him. And they play with him. It doesn't gore. In this case, halacha ki Rav Meir. Over here, the halacha is like Rav Meir. She'ein shoyr muad chayzer letamusei, that a ox that has been established that he's a mu'ud, which, of course, we said 3 days, he does not become back just by threeing three and not goring. Ad shiyu tunaikis mesach kiboy. The level we need the children to be playing with him. That means that he's no longer a violent ox and he is okay. All right. Maybe we'll leave.
We'll do now Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah in chapter 2 in Perek Beis in Bava Kama. Zog the Mishnah Shoir Hamazik Birshus Hanizak. As we learned before, there are two types of damages. There is a damage which is a natural damage, which the animal damages while it's walking or while it's eating. It's doing its natural thing. And then you pay a full nezek, the full damages. If the animal goes ahead and eats up or tramples in its usual way and it goes into somebody else's property, damages it, it'll have to pay a full nezek. But then we have asher hamazik. Asher hamazik is an unusual, an ox that does damage. So over there, birshus hanizek, if it goes into the domain of the nizek, so here we'll have a disagreement between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim, whether you pay a half a nezek or you pay a nezek shom, the full nezek. The example for a the example of a what is called an unusual way of damages. So, like we said, there's a shoir hamazik. Mazik means it does damage. Or it's an ox that does things in a natural way. So, damages that it does in a natural way, the owner should expect that the animal is going to behave in its normal way, going to do the damage, and it's his responsibility, the owner's, to make sure that it doesn't do the damage. But if the mazik, if it's an ox that is mazik, which it does in a non-natural way, the owner didn't have to expect that his ox is going to behave in a not normal way. The Torah therefore says you have to pay only a half a nezek. But this is clear when the mazik does damage in the public domain where everybody has a right to be. But when the mazik, the ox, does damage in the private domain of another person, so even though it's an unusual act for the animal to do, but still, it's somebody else's property. So whether over here we have a disagreement, whether you're going to be chayiv, a half a nezek, like in the Rishus HaRabim, or a nezek sholem. But first of all, the Mishnah says, Ketzad, what does it mean when the ox does damage? So the Mishnah says, either nogach, if it gores. These are all sort of violent behavior acts of the animal. The unusual, the unexpected. So whether it's nogach, which is goring, or nogaf, or it's pushing, or noshach, it's biting, or rovatz, or it leans down, sits down to break something, or boat, or it kicks. These are all expressions of violent behavior on the account of the animal. And therefore, we'll see in a minute. So Rashi, the Bartanura says, nogach, nogach, v'chulu. Kulon tuldes kerenhein. These are all considered derivatives of keren. As we said, goring, that's the nogach, all, that's the unusual. The Torah says, a keren, that when it gores, you pay a half a nezek. So,
B'shus Rabim, says the Mishnah, Mishalom Chatzi Nezek. So if it's in the public domain, then we know that you pay half a damage. That's not a question. What happens if B'shus HaNizek? If it's in the domain of the one that was damaged. So on one hand, there's an argument that the owner of the ox didn't know that his ox is going to behave violently. He didn't expect that. So therefore, and we're talking about a tam the first three times. So therefore, he is only going to pay half a nezek. So birshus harabim is mishalim chatzi nezek. In the public domain, he will pay only a half of the damages. But birshus hanizek, where you also didn't have a right for your animal to be, you bring it into somebody else's property. The fact that you didn't expect your animal is going to go, okay, but what is the other one's fault? So if you're going in the public domain where you both have rights to be, and your ox goes and gores, does something unexpectedly, the Torah was compassionate and said, okay, half a damages is enough. But if you go into the domain of the person you damaged, you had no rights to be there. So here we have machlokes. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Nezek Shalom. He says you're going to have to pay a full Nezek if you're in the domain of the one who you hurt. V'chachomim Omerim, the Chachomim say, Chatzi Nezek, that you only have to pay half of the damages. Okay, that's the rule. Now, the Gemara has here a whole debate. How do we know this? Rabbi Tarfon, the Mishnah says, has an argument over here, a kal v'chomer. And what is his logic? He says like this. So here we have the damages, what we call shen v'regel. Shen v'regel means when the animal eats or tramples in a natural way. So over there, as we've learned, the rule is, if it is in the public domain, where it has rights to be, if a person should be putting down fruits in the public domain, and the animal will eat it, the owner of the animal doesn't have to pay anything for it. Why? Because my animal has a right to walk in the public domain, just like you have the right to be there. And you should know that if you put fruits in the public domain, there's going to be an animal that's going to eat it. The same thing in the public domain, if the ox, the animal goes and tramples, you should know that because that's what animals do. So therefore, the Torah says that the shein and regel, that if the shein means if it eats things naturally, or regel, it tramples over things naturally, if it's in the Rishus HaRabim, if it's above, it's potter. However, if your animal comes into my yard and eats up my fruit in my yard, then you're going to have to pay for it. Why? Because you have no rights to be there. If you come into my yard, then you better watch your animal. And if your animal is going to eat up my fruit that I kept in my yard, you're going to have to pay for it. So what do we see? We see that going into another person's property is a more serious offense, more than doing it in the public domain.
So loud after
Ashkelon.
And then
Shmar, wow, see, he's really great.
Here, let's do it. Can my YouTube a minute keep because it's in the middle here? Okay. So we see that we treat the person's private property a lot more serious than we treat the public domain. And that's why you would be exempt for Shein V'Regel in the public domain. And you'd still be chayiv for it in the private domain. So therefore, logic tells us, dictates, that the same thing should apply, that the private domain should be more stringent than the public domain. And if we say that in the public domain, you would have to pay for damages where you had no right to damage, even though you have a right to walk there, but to damage, the Torah obligates you to pay a half of damages. So we're going to say in the private domain, you're going to have to pay full damages. Let's look inside. So Rabbi Tarfon says to the Chachomim, Uma bimekoim shehekel al hashen v'al horegel birshus harabim shehu potter. If in a place where the Torah was lenient, it said less payment for the tooth, eats naturally, regel, it works, walks naturally, in the public domain, the Torah was lenient. The Torah says shehu potter. And still the same Torah said, if the Shein and the regel will be in a private domain, even though it's a natural act, hechmir aleihem birshus hanizik, but the Torah was more strict than them. In the domain of the one who was damaged, l'shalim nezik shalom, you're going to have to pay a full damages. So therefore, since we see that the private domain is a more serious offense than the public domain, so mekoyim shehechmir ala kerem birshus harabim l'shalim chatzi nezik, the Torah was stringent for the Keren in the Rishus HaRabim to pay half of the damages. So it's not totally potter, but you pay half. In other words, the Torah didn't fully exempt you. So what should be the Einoidin Shenachmir Oleho Birshus HaNizik L'Shalim Nezik Sholom? Isn't it logical, doesn't it make sense that we should be stringent in the domain of the one that damaged if the ox gores did all these things that he should pay l'shalom nezek shalom because it's stringent. So the shein v'regel pay nothing in the rishus harabim. In the private domain they pay full. So the keren that pays chatzin nezek in the rishus harabim should pay full in the rishus hanizek. Amruloi, and the Rabbanu responded to him, Dayoi labo min hadin liyes kinidon. This is a general rule that we have. We actually learn it out from the Torah, we'll see in a minute. That means that it's sufficient. Something which you learn from a din, from a kal v'chomer, from a foratory, liyes kinidon, that it should be like the one you learn it out. Where are you learning it out? You're saying because Keren that pays a half a nezek in Rishus HaRabim, you can't up it and to say, oh, in the Rishus HaYochid, in Rishus HaNizik, you should pay a nezek shalom. You can't jump in there. You can only do the extent of what the payment is in the Rishus HaRabim. So even though you say the Rishus HaYochid is more stringent than the Rishus HaRabim, but you can't make the payment more than the payment of the Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. Since in the Rishus
HaRabim... wants to be admitted.
What? Who? I just did it. I just did admit her. So there's. So I think I did. Yeah, Mimi Ron? I think I did. Mimi, are you on?
I'm on now, thank you.
Yeah, okay. So therefore, we cannot go on. Let's do the Bar Tanura. Dai leba menadin liskenodon, keren birshus hanizak. This, we're learning the payments for the horn, for the damage of the horn, birshus hanizak. You bring this in. You learn it out from the Kerem Rishus HaRabim. I'm going to go quicker because I'm going to try to stick to the time. So, Duka Amret, Keren Shehechmir Aleh Rishus HaRabim, Einedin Shehechmir Aleh Rishus HaNizik. You said that if we are strict with the Keren Rishus HaRabim, we should definitely be strict with it in the Rishus HaNizik. So, the Keren, which is lenient, only half, but in the Rishus HaRabim should pay full in Rishus HaRabim. Can't do that.
It is enough that we'll keep it treated like the case before us, like the Kikere Mishus Arabim. That's where you learn it from. He's not going to be chayiv in the Rishus Arabim, only half a nezek, as is in the public domain. Ma b'Rishus Arabim chatzi nezek, a b'Rishus Anizek chatzi nezek, also in the Rishus Anizek chatzi nezek. So you can't go up more than a half a nezek. Even though the inside, the Nishus HaNizik is more stringent, but you can't up the payment more from where you learn it from. So, Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Tarfon responds, he says, you know what? I don't have to make the Kal V'Chomer from Keren, which pays a half a nezek. I'll make the Kal V'Chomer from Shem V'Regel directly. I will just say, Shen V'Regel that are exempt in the Rishus Arabim have to pay in the Rishus HaNizek. So Keren should also have to pay, should also have to pay in the Rishus HaNizek as a Kal V'Chomer from Regel, not from Keren. Omar Lahem, Ani lo odun kerem ikeren, zok drashi. Ani lo odun kerem kidam orin le'il, like we said before, since Keren pays a half a nezek in the public domain, it should pay a nezek sholem in the private domain, al kerem regel. But I'm going to learn kerem for regel. Mokoin shehechmir olav b'shen v'regel, eina din shenachmir b'keren, is not a kal v'chomer that we should be strict by Keren, which means Keren is learned not from Keren, but Keren is learned from Regel. And he explains, Ani odin Keren Regel. Uma b'koim shehekel ala shein v'ala regel b'shus rabim. Look, the Torah was lenient, shein v'regel and shus rabim, that it's potter. Hechmir b'keren. Forget about half a nezek, full nezek. We know that Keren is more stringent than Regel, because Regel is potter, and shus rabim, Keren is chayv. So mokem shehichmer al shem v'regel b'shus hanizik, where it's more chumrah, and you pay, I'm not telling you how much. In addition, achmer b'keren, we should be machmer b'keren. So the payment will be whatever the payment of the shem v'regel. So we're not learning the kal v'chomer from keren, so you can't say dai lebov medin liskinodin. Amar l'loi, so the answer, dai lebov medin liskinodin, it's still, because the only way you know that shen is more in stricter than regel, than keren, shen regel is stricter than keren, is because keren pays a chatzi nezek. Since you bring in keren a chatzi nezek, we are still using keren, so we can't pay more than keren in the Rishus Rabim. I know it's a little bit fast. I don't want to take up more time. It's a little complicated, but it'll be sufficient. I'm just going to read through the Bartanura here, which is also a little bit complex. Dai lebomen adin, zok de soif soif ivlav keren b'rishus harabim le'mashkachat sal kal v'chomer. If not keren b'rishus harabim that pays a half a nezek, you don't have a kal v'chomer. You're saying that regel is more strict than keren. In what way? That keren pays a chatzi nezek. So since you bring in chatzi nezek, it's still going to say dai lebomen adin liskinod. So it almost seems like that Rabbi Tarfon doesn't buy into this rule that you can't learn out from a foratory, from a kal v'chomer, more than what place you're learning it from. So the Gemara, the Batura explains, Rabbi Tarfon doesn't disagree on that principle. But Rabbi Tarfon, afal gav de ba'ol me'is le'daye, although generally he does hold the daye, the b'daraisu, that's a Torah concept to say. The ksiv, he brings the pasuk. When the Eibishter was upset with Miriam, because Miriam spoke bad about Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does the Pasuk says? The Pasuk says, if the father would have been angry at you, at her, haloi sikolim shechina shivas yomim, she would be ashamed, she would be put aside for 7 days if the father yelled at her. Kavachemer l'shechina, so for sure the divine, which is stronger than the father, yudalad yom, you should be separated, she should be closed up for 14 days. Elo, daye lebomin adin liskinodin. But since it's sufficient, something that you're learning out from a kal v'chomer,
to be like the case. Hilkach tisogir shivas yomim v'suloi. That's why we're locked her up for 7 days and not more. Mikol mokoyim, and still hachol leis ledaya. He does no daya. The svirin leil Rabbi Tarfon, because Rabbi Tarfon holds the chi amrinon daya heichid lemifrach kavachemer. If the kavachemer would not be totally taken away, in other words, we have no use for the kavachemer. Kegen hosom the shivas yomim d'shchina leksiva. It doesn't even say 7 days. Also, kavachemer icr base. The kavachemer tells us 14. Also, daya. The daya tells us apik shiva. Take out 7. Vauki shiva. Do bring in the other 7. Ishtakach dahani kavachemer. So it turns out the kavachemer helped lahani shiva do kimno for the 7 days that we established. Loifarach legamri, and it wasn't totally challenged. Avol hocho. But by us, chatzin ezek siv. It's written half an ezek. Bein birshus harab, bein bichotzer an ezek. We know a half an ezek. V'osu kavachomer, v'aisi chatzin ezek achrino. So it comes and brings a whole, another half an ezek, of v'nasin ezek sholim. E darshes daya, if you're going to expound daya, v'tukme, a chatzin ezek idemei ikorah, you're going to place it like half an ezek before, ifrich le kavachomer, the kavachomer will be useless. V'lahani v'lamidi doesn't help anything. Rabbanon Sabri, they say we still say that the bottom line is that Birshus HaNizek or Birshus HaRabim Keren only pays a Chatzi Nezek. Ma Birshus HaRabim Chatzi Nezek, A Birshus HaNizek Chatzi Nezek. Of course, we learned this Lilo Nishmas Levi, and I just want to finish off today. Okay. So we'll do Mishnah Vav in Perek Beis. That's what we're up to. The Mishnah says, basically, while we have certain cases that an ox, that you're responsible, you're not responsible, you didn't know, atam, amuad, you should expect it, different damages. But all these things apply to an animal. But a person, adam muad le'olam, a person is always forewarned, he's always expected to do the right thing, and he never has an excuse to say, well, I didn't know it was going to happen. As for example, Bein Shogeg, you hurt someone accidentally, you didn't mean to hurt him. Guess what? You're still responsible, you got to pay. Bein Mezid, of course, whether accident or intentional. If you do it intentional, for sure you're going to have to pay for it. Bein Eir. Now further, whether you're awake, okay, you're awake, you know what's doing. Bein Yoshin, or you're asleep. Now, here we're going to see, what does it mean, Bein Yoshin, whether you're asleep? The person, Yoshin, means if you put yourself asleep next to another person, and you hurt the other person, you're going to be responsible. You're not going to say, oh, I didn't know what I was doing, I was in the middle of my sleep. No. Yoshan, you're going to have to pay for the damages. The same thing. Now, if you went to sleep and then somebody else puts down some china dishes next to you, and then you turn over in the middle of your sleep and you bang those china dishes, so then you're not going to have to pay for them because you went to sleep and the other one brought it to you. But if you go to sleep next to somebody or next to dishes and you accidentally, middle of your sleep, you break them or you hurt the other person, then you're going to be responsible, says the Bar Tanura. Let's look inside. Bein Oir Bein Yoshan. He explains, sleep is not always, whether you're awake or asleep, Im hoyo yoshon, if he was sleeping, ubo achar v'yoshon bitzidoi, then another guy comes and sleeps next to you on your side. V'hizik sheni, and the second one that came after you were sleeping, he does damage l'rishon to the first one. Then he's chayiv. The second one is chayiv because there was somebody sleeping over there and you accidentally hit him, you're going to have to pay for the damages. However, if the first one, v'im hizik rishon l'sheni, if the first one who was there first, if he hits the second one, then he is potter. If the
first one that lied there first, he was there first, and then the other one comes to lay down afterwards, so if during his sleep he had his potter. Why? Because you had no right to come to me. This that we're saying, Bein Or Ben Yoshen, you're responsible. You're responsible if you laying down next to the other person, or you lay down next and you break him. But if the other one who was lying there first and there was nobody next to him, and then you lay down next to him and then he goes and hurts you, then he's going to be potter because you should not have laid there. So when the Mishnah says Ben Yoshen, it means that if he sleeps next to, there was somebody sleeping there already, and you came and laid down next to him, and you hurt the first person, then you'll be responsible, even though it was done during your sleep. What happens if Shoch v'Yachad, if they both went to lay down together? Kol Echod Mehem Shehizik Es Chavei L'Chayv, each one of them that hurts the other one will be responsible. Lefish Neshneim Odim Zelozeh, because they are both warned one for another. You know that if you're going to go to sleep, you might end up hurting him, and therefore you don't go to lay down next to somebody else. And any one of them who will do damage to the other one will be responsible. The Mishnah gives another halacha. Sima es ein chaveri. By accident, you poked out, or you made your friend, you made him blind. That's, you know, even though it was an accident. And the same thing is the shibur hakelim, or you broke the kelim. He's talking about that's the damage he's giving. And we said whether you're asleep or not, and what happens in the middle of your sleep, you poked him his eye, or you broke the vessels. So then mishalim nezek sholem, you have to pay a full nezek. Why? Because sleeping or accident is not an excuse. You are still responsible. Now, by a person that you hurt, there's more than damages. The damage would mean the value, like what a person is worth without an eye, you know, to be sold as a slave. But by a person, we have additional damages. You have to pay the five damages, and you have to pay doctor's bills, you have to pay time wasted that is not productive. They are not applicable, but in a case where you blinded your friend's eye, afilu b'shoigik, says the even accidentally chayv benezek, that means bein shoigik, you're still going to be chayv benezek. Avol loy bar bo dvorim. So simes ein chaveire, you'll be chayiv in nezek, damages, but you're not going to be chayiv for the four things. In other words, the additional four things that one has to pay, you're not going to pay if you did it by accident. By accident, you're only in the chayiv for damages. That's what Rashi says. That's what Bartanura says. Sima esen chaveiroi, he says, afilu b'shoigik chayiv b'nezek. Even b'shoigik yur chayiv b'nezek, avoloi bar bo dvorim. The other four things that we usually pay for damages of a person won't apply here. The loy mechayiv bar bo dvorim el amezid, or kod of the amezid, because you're only going to be chayiv the other four things if you do it intentionally or something which is close to intention. But in this case, when it's a shoigig, or I guess the same thing is when you're yoshen, you're not going to be chayiv only for nezek, and shibur hakelim mishalim nezek sholim, you're going to pay a full nezek. Of course, for the kelim, there's no other nezek over there, so you're going to pay the full nezek.